And he actually talks about wise men and women. The wise. He talks about the wise. So he thinks wisdom exists. As does foolishness and madness and folly. He talks about wisdom. He talks about madness. He talks about folly. All these things exist. And even if you become wise a little bit, being wise is just knowing it's empty. Empty. Being wise. That's the first step. That's pretty wise. It means you're not going to get caught up in it. You're not going to throw your lure out there and catch something and figure you got it made now. Got a fish on the line. Once you know you're mortal, you're not going to be ignoring that. You're going to be taking that into account. So he says the wise person never loses track of their mortality. He says the wise person is comfortable in a house of grief, whereas a fool is comfortable only in the house of merriment. He says the wise person doesn't worry about tomorrow or the past, but does the very best with what's right in front of them, which is all they've got. That's another secret. All we have is what's right in front of us at any given moment. The past is gone and the future is unknown. So the wise man or woman, he says, never loses track of the present, while at the same time maintaining an awareness that the present is fleeting, is changing all the time. Actually, the present doesn't change at all, but things move through it, creating the illusion of time. So the wise being, he says, isn't full of regrets for a past they cannot alter. And they're not full of hopes for a future that will make going through the present worthwhile. He actually advocates things like, try to be happy with what you have. And if you can't be happy with what you have, try to accept what you have. Because what you have is what you have. It's just what you have. Right now. He's not talking about tomorrow or 10 o'clock this morning. No, what you have right now is what you have right now. And he says, may as well accept it. Rather than wishing it was some other thing. I mean, you can go ahead and wish it were some other thing, but don't lose track of the present while you're doing so. Like a lot of people are living ahead of themselves, as Kierkegaard puts it. You know, my life's going to... I can tell you exactly when my life's going to begin and what it's going to be when it does. This part here doesn't count. It's kind of like the warm-up. The preparation phase. Don't judge me in terms of where I am now. Judge me in terms of where I'm headed. Because where I'm headed is really cool. Yeah. So he's saying the wise, unlike the fool, all the way through it, he's contrasting the wise person and the fool. The wise person has virtually no expectations. And the reason the wise person has virtually no expectations is because a wise person doesn't know the future and knows that. Hence, expectations are a waste of time. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so why you set some big trip out there? Here's what I expect to be happening. And then it doesn't happen, you're all tripped out. Because it wasn't what you expected. So if you can get kind of trim those down a little bit, makes it a little easier to accept what actually is going on. Rather than having what is going on come up against one's expectations in a negative way, and then you know there's some kind of conspiracy against you. Why isn't this working out the way I expected it to? I thought once we got married you'd become the person I've always wanted you to be. I mean, I've worked on it for years. And you just keep being something called yourself. It's not what I expected. I figured by now you'd be the person I know you could be. Kind of like my little personal project. And so the wise have few expectations. Although they don't ignore probability. Only the foolish ignore probability. You can find them in great numbers in Las Vegas. They're the ones that are going to beat the house. Right on. We'll be happy to take your money. Yeah. So it's wise to be aware of the probable, while not falling into the trap of thinking one knows for sure. But if one thinks and notices, which requires being present, and lives a while, you can start kind of figuring out that some things are more probable than others. And that can help one avoid a lot of heartache. It's not probable, by the way, that we're going to die. That's a certainty. It's not probable that time keeps going by, because that's a certainty. And it's not probable that there's no ultimate meaning to our own particular life, because that's a certainty. But there are probabilities, and the wise work with them. It says there's a time for everything under the sun. And he says the wise are those who are aware enough of what time it is to act in accordance with it. So it's not about making the world the way one wants it. It's about knowing what time it is and working with it. But I can't know what time it is if I'm imposing my picture upon it, or my expectations upon it, or my likes and dislikes upon it. The only way I can begin to know what time it is to get rid of all that and just see what's happening and what the momentum is and what direction it seems to be going. Is it beginning? Is it kind of peaking? Or is it moving toward its end? These things can be sensed. So the wise person knows about timing, he says. What to say, when to say it, to whom. What to do, when to do it. And even that doesn't involve certainty, but it does involve an awareness of movement. Because there are beginnings and middles and endings to everything.